The sikh is from Shabbos Pasha V'Yachav Pekudei, Pasha Fora, Shabbos Mevorachim Nissen, Tavshim Memches. The Rebbe speaks here about the function and the mission of the Shluchim, and this was in connection with a Sefer Torah which the Shluchim wrote, and they finished in that week. Kasher Nimtzayim B'Shlichus B'Mokim Rochik Chulu. When a person is on shlichus in a faraway place, yichelam lihiyes v'yeshnam kashim miyichodim she'enim kayyamim etzal eila hanimtsayim v'dal damas shal gedusha. A person, a shliach, has unique difficulties which do not exist by someone who is living in the four cubits of holiness. When you're living in a Jewish community, and in a Jewish environment, you don't encounter the problems that a shliach has when he is far away in a remote place, not in an environment of kedusha. Neisef al hakushi v'hatzar shebechlolos hashlichus b'nei Yisrael b'zman hagolos. In addition to the difficulties and the hardship of the general idea of shlichus of the Jewish people that they have in the time of Golos, the Maimid Umatsev the Bonim Shigolum al Shulchan Avihem. In the time of Golos, the Jewish people are in a situation that they are children who have been exiled from their father's table. So in addition to the difficulties that every Jew has in Golos, Abu Biim Hashliach Misainan Al Hakushi Vahatsarhu Akorh Bavedis Hashlichis. If the Shliach complains about the difficulties and the hardships that he has in connection with his avedus hashlichus, with doing his mission, masbirim lei, it is explained to him, shayidei hakushi v'atzar boim li'ilui godol yesa, that through these difficulties, through these hardships, he comes to a higher level. Al derech ha'omru le'el b'negei l'teira, as was mentioned before in the Sobrengen, in connection with Teira, Shedavka Yedei Hashlichus, the Teira Leded Lamata, that specifically through Teira doing its mission of coming down here in this physical world, Binyan Shotzarchu, this is a painful thing for the Teira. So specifically through coming down, Mizgala Bechina Nailis Yeser B'Teira, that is how you reveal a higher level in Teira. And the further it comes down here into this physical world, the greater the elevation, the greater heights are attained in Teira. And it should be added that you find here an amazing thing. The number of Bnei Levi, Shevet Levi, their number was less than all the other Shvatim. Case of Haramban, the Ramban writes, Tmiya Eich Layihi Yavodov Bruchi Hashem Kishar Kol Ha'am. It is strange, it is amazing, that the servants of Hashem, who are blessed by Hashem, should not be as large a number as the rest of the Jewish people. He asks, why were the Shevet Levi, why were they smaller in number than the other Shvatim? Umetanis, and he answers, Ki shifti shel Levi lehoya b'shivat meleches Mitzrayim u'b'avedes Perach. Because Shevet Levi was not enslaved for the difficult work in Mitzrayim. V'hine Yisrael asher moreru ha-Mitzrayim es chayehim ba'avedei kosher kedei lamato, the Jewish people, the other Shvatim, that the Egyptians persecuted them and embittered their lives with difficult and hard work in order that they should become less and less.
So
So the Eibishter made them multiply against the decrees of the Egyptians. Kamesha Oma, as the Pasuk says, Ukashrianu Ese, Kenyirbe Vechenyifritz. The more the Jewish people were oppressed, the more they proliferated and spread. Vayirav Ha'om Vayatsmu Me'ed. The Jewish people increased and became very numerous. Aval Shevet Levi, Hayuparim Verovim Kederach Kol Ha'aretz. But Shevet Levi, they grew, they multiplied in a natural way. V'le'olu l'maylo k'shar ha'shvatim. They did not reach the great numbers like the other shvatim, like the other tribes. While that is a movement in the Shluchim. And similarly is also understood in connection with the Shluchim. Shedavka yidei ha'kushi chulu nasa ha'ilui devayatsma me'ed. That specifically through the hardships and the difficulties that they encounter, they reach and they attain their increase and their growth. As the Pasuk says, v'yirbu ve'atsma be'me'ed me'ed be'isba me'ed. As the Pasuk says, that they became very, very much stronger and more. Kifi shireyim eitzel ha'shluchim bepeil mamash, as we see by the shluchim in actuality. Ve'inyan zeh meisiv idud v'ziruz ba'avedosim shel ha'shluchim b'makim rachi chulu. And this idea adds encouragement and alacrity, support for the shluchim in their mission and their work. Bechol masa'ehim, in all their journeys. V'chein b'cholos avedus ha'shlichus d'maaseinu v'avedus seinu b'zman ha'golus. And similarly also, in the whole concept of shlichus, the general idea of shlichus, that every Jew has in doing our actions and our deeds, that we have to accomplish the aveda that we have in the time of golus. This encourages a person, sh'tiyyeh miteich simcha v'teiv levov, that a person should do his aveda, both a shliach and the Jewish people in general who do their shlichas in the time of Golos. Their aveda has to be with joy and with a glad heart. Ubehadgashi yiseida b'shana zu shnas tismach tismach v'sisamach ubeloshen harambam psag din lahalachim. In the words of the Rambam paskens this as a halacha, b'shir hayemi, in the daily shir, then it was in the end of Hilchas Lulav, the Rambam says, ha'simcha she'yismach odem ma'asiyas ha'mitzvah kolu, avedik delehi. The joy and happiness that a person has to have when he performs a mitzvah, so the joy and happiness associated with performing mitzvahs is avedik delehi. It's a major divine service of Hashem. Ubiyachad im zeh, and at the same time, nitin hakeach lekol echad ve'echad miYisrael. At the same time, while it is a major aveda, it is a great aveda. At the same time, there was keach given; a Jew was empowered because eini mevakish chulu elu lefikechem, because Hashem does not make unreasonable demands of the Jewish people. So if there is the demand of doing the Aveda B'Simcha, there's the demand, there's also the empowerment. A Jew is empowered, L'kayim HaShikosuv, of Vadata Hashem Alekecha B'Simcha V'tuv Livov, to serve God with joy and a glad heart. V'ad L'dargis HaSimcha D'David HaMelech, to the extent that a person should come to the joy of David HaMelech, K'hemshecha HaLocha, as the Rambam continues in the halacha, he brings v'chein David Melech Yisrael Omar, and David, the king of Israel, said, "Chulu shenemer v'hamelech David mefazes u'mecharkir etnei Hashem v'geimer." As the pasuk says, that King David was dancing wildly and whistling before Hashem. Why is this? Because through the hardships, through the difficulties, That is how a person comes to a much greater height. The sikh will be continued in the next shir, Yemirtz Hashem.